And the two things I want you to hold strong after this sermon is this: don't forsake your faith. Secondly, don't forsake your good works. Don't forsake your faith. Don't forsake your good works. You know, we can learn a lot of lessons from things we see around us, things that God has put around us. And one of these things that God has put around us that we can learn from, the trees. If you look at Genesis, when God made man, after God created man, God planted a garden and put man in that garden to live among the trees. So there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from the trees. For instance, if you see a tree, a fruit-bearing tree, it's easier for you to confidently predict that this tree, if nothing happens to this tree, maybe human activities or natural disaster, if this tree remains healthy, you can predict that this tree will produce the same kind of fruit every year, every day by day. Anytime it produces fruit, it will produce the same type of fruit, the same kind of fruit throughout its lifetime. You can also predict that this tree can remain at this particular position, that this tree can remain at this particular position all its life. These two things you can predict about a tree. And these are great lessons that we can learn from the trees. How faithful they are in producing the fruits that God has commanded them to produce through their biological makeup. You know, this is a message that God put inside of them, a commandment that God put inside of them, and said, this fruit you're going to produce at this season. And they are faithful doing that. And they stay at one place. They don't go from one place to the other. But they stay at one place. And that place where the trees are, they can stay there and produce fruits that can be sold throughout the whole world. So the most important thing is the fruit, which is like a good work, and where they are, which is like our faith and what we believe. And we must not forsake these two things. We must hold them strong. Now let's go to the parable of the trees in the book of Judges chapter 9. Please turn to the book of Judges chapter 9. I'll read from verse 7. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of the mount of Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried and said unto them, hearken unto me, you men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, reign over us. But the olive tree said unto them, shall I leave my fatness wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? See, this response is a very great response. The olive tree values its fatness so much. It understood the meaning of its fatness, that this fatness, this my structure, gives God honor and gives man honor. It respects God and man. And because of that, this is the best thing anybody can do. Whatsoever you are doing that honors God, there is nothing better than it. You can never see anything that will be better than that. There's no other thing you can give up this for. This is better than any promotion that anybody can promise us. This is better than anything that we can desire. Should I leave my fatness with which they honor God and man. And going to be promoted over the trees. And the trees said unto the fig tree, come and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, come and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which share God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? So, our faith and our good work, how jealously do we guard them? How seriously do we take them? Do we do them, do we go up and on? Or do we take them so seriously that and see them as part of our life? Something that nobody can take away from us. Something that we cannot give up, just give up anyhow. Something that we cannot forsake because it is part of our life. And if we lose it, it's as if we've lost our life. This is how we should see our faith. This is how we should see our good works. Because our faith and our good works, they are really our duties to God. The duties that we owe God. You know, the Bible said that the whole duty of a man is to fear God and keep his commandments. This is our duty. And this is how we should discharge our duties. We should discharge our duties in such a way that we make it first in everything we do. We put it first. We consider it first. And if anything wants to come between us and our duties, our service to God, our good works, then we have to stand up and say, no, you can't come between me and God. Now, if you turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 10. Proverbs 1, 10. Proverbs 1:10 says, my son, if sinners entice you, consent not. If sinners entice you, consent not. You see, they came to the olive tree and said, come and rule over us. It's like promotion, very big one. And the olive tree said, no, my fatness is very important to me. I cannot give it up. The same way the Bible is telling us in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10. If sinners entice us, if they entice us with anything, any promise, consent not. For those promises are fake. They are fake. The Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 1 describes it as chaff. Any other thing outside our faith and our good works, they are like chaff. They are so light. They don't have weight. They don't have meaning. Please turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So we are the salt of the earth. And what is salty about us is our good work. It's our good work. the fruits that will bear, the fruits that will bring forth. And God wants this fruit to remain. God wants this fruit to remain. So it is left for us to understand the position we occupy in this world, that there is no other position like it. There is no other position that will be like it. Because if you look at the position we occupy in this world, you can see why God has not destroyed this world. This world that is so wicked, full of wicked people. But if you remember in Genesis chapter 18, Abraham asked God, when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham asked him, if you find 50 righteous people in this city, will you destroy it? God said, no, I will not destroy it. Abraham said, if you find 45, will you destroy it? God said, no, for the sake of the 45 righteous, I will not destroy it. Abraham said, what about 30? God said, no, I won't destroy it. What about 10? God said, no, I will not destroy it. So because of the righteous, because of us, because of our faith, because of our good fruits and our good work, God has not destroyed this world. Even if the kingdom of God is not here right now, God can still destroy this world if he wants and raise righteous people for himself. But for the sake of the righteous, God is not going to destroy this world to the appointed time. So that is the position we occupy in this world. That is how important what we are doing is. This source that this place is talking about, we are the only thing that make this earth taste good before God. If you remove it, nothing else. Nothing else. Because God will not destroy the world with the righteous. So our good fruits, our faith, they are the most important thing in this life. They are the best thing anybody can offer us. They are the best thing we can have. They are the best possession that we have. And we have to guard it jealously. We have to put it in a safe place and make sure that it is safe, that nothing takes it away from us. These are the lessons that we can learn from the parable of the trees. The olive tree rejecting the kingship and the rulership over the trees because of its fatness with which they honor God and man. The fig tree saying, no, I cannot forsake my sweetness and my good fruits in order to reign over the trees. And the vine says, I cannot forget, I cannot forsake my wine, because it praises God. Let us not forsake our own good works, our own good fruits. Let us try our best to see that the good fruits that we have, that they abide every day by day. Psalms 52 verse 8. You see, David also learned this lesson from the trees. And look at what he said. David said, Psalm 52, verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. You see, this is another lesson you can learn from the trees. Where they are, they look up to God. They trust God. You can come and cut down their branches. They will not complain. They will continue to look up to God. And when it pleases God, their branches will grow up again. Whatever you want to do to a tree, you can do to a tree. It will not complain to be looking up to God. So, David learned this lesson and he said, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. Let us be like green olive tree in the house of God, retaining our fatness, retaining our good fruits, retaining everything about us that give glory and honor to God. Psalms, please turn to the book of Psalms chapter 1. Psalms 1. from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff with the wind driveth away. So the other thing that they want to offer to us, the Bible said there is nothing in it. It's like chaff. This is the path of prosperity. If that is what you want. This is the path of long life, longevity. If that is what you want. This is the path of good and healthy life. And this is the part where you can get all the spiritual knowledge and wisdom that you want. There is no other place you can get it. And because of this, I want to encourage us to hold strong our faith, our good works, and remember, don't forsake your faith, don't forsake your good works.